The ankle was the stutter. Zangepes! The ankle, Zangepes! Moshe is gefallen. Moshe fell. And I say this to bring out another new point. We adults, some of us, better, some worse, are more adjusted to Elam HaShekhet. Chosen are Emes HaMem. The real people, they're honest people. They see through, right? They see through reality. And that's why it's refreshing to be with children very often, despite the struggles. Because children see the Emes. They feel the Emes. A girl tells me, she's now a mother, almost a baba. Her mother took her on a city bus in the old days. And the halacha apparently then was that till the age of 7, you didn't pay. And from 7 you paid. She became 7 a week earlier. They come onto the bus. She tells the bus driver, "Oh my girl is not 7 yet." So the girl opens her mouth, "Vayiftach Hashem espi ayalda." "But mommy, I became 7 last week." And the ganze bus heard this. And bushes v'charkas. And the mother had to pay. They come home. What's the first thing the mother tells the daughter? What do you think?
"That was your Hebrew birthday, honey."
Mama get that fras. "Never embarrass me in public." What was the lesson that girl gets? What's the lesson that girl gets? She told me it took her years. She's a very honest person. She went now to the other extreme. She's honest to a fault. Instead of the mother acknowledging, you lied. You push it wide. And your child picked up on it. Your child vases from Elam HaShekhet. Your child picked up. You want your child to help you lie.
Is this your sugar again?
No.
Just making sure.
My shrig is a chayich tzedah. She's too honest. Reb Shmuel used to say, "Vehevi be'emes la'amitai." The chiddush of the Alter Rebbe is, it says, "Vehevi shvar ruach b'fnei kol adam." It doesn't mean you pinch your cheeks. I know, Avayid. Whenever he came into a dinner or anything, he would come with a sefer. You're not even opening it, you're going to give a drasha. He said, "I knew everybody's going to stand up. So if I'm not holding the sefer, I know they're standing up for me. So I hold the sefer, I tell myself they're standing up for the sefer, may I remain a shuffle." So first day, so I told him when it was Talmidim, apparently his shiflus went as deep as he believed that they're standing up for the sefer. That's how deep his shiflus went. Zogdal Tanaba, Veheve, Ve'eba Slamita, Yiddishkeit is real. Yeah, once told me he met a Satmar Chassid, a 45-year-old Jew with Sveikus and Amunah. He says, "Why? When did they start?" He says, "When I was 9. I don't know exactly his age, but something like when he was a kid. Why? It was August 69, when Karen Armstrong then went up on the moon, right? Before my days. As a roof of the Levana. Huh? Neil Armstrong went onto the moon with his partner then. And Kala Olam Rash was unbelievable. It was, I think, July 69, Tov Shin Chav Tes. Apollo 11. Is Givarin the Shailin Kiddush Levon Geshein. So the Malamed in Cheder in Williamsburg told them it's a Hollywood production. It never happened. It never happened. He says, "But I knew that it happened." So I said, "If this is a lie, everything else he says is a lie." The Rebbe Vayigash Chavtes spoke about it and said, Kishem shani reiket kenegdich veini yachelinger. When I'm dancing, kenegdich eini yachelinger yabach. When I'm dancing now, when you do Kiddush Levana, you can't touch the moon.
Unless you can't touch the moon. Unless you're in your lounge drum. But you're not in your lounge drum.
Right.
So you can't.
Usually when you're doing Kiddush Levana, Mitzvah Shabbos after Malava Malkin.
You're not in your lounge drum.
That means is, Shabbos Chalamayit Sukkos, Tovshin Nun Beis, by the Sikh, Shabbos, the Rebbe had a Chkira then, if you go on the moon, if you mechuyu in Kiddush Levana. And how you do it. Could you see the moon? Rabbi Bagad was there then, Rabbi Yosef Bagad, you know, the Rosh Hashiva of Nechalim, he gave out all these Svarim on nature, he was there at that Sikh. It was an interesting Chira. What do I want to bring out? I want to bring out one Vart here. That we have to ask ourselves if our children are getting from us the emes of Yiddishkeit. Because that affects them. Ultimately, the production and the colors are nice, but you know. And there's also another Hukud in this, Moshe's Gefalim. And this I'm not an expert on. I'm not an expert on anything I say, but especially not on this. But I think it has to be addressed. I don't know if this is the right place and the right time, but why not? We are producing an unprecedented amount of professional Amidatsum. Incredible amount. I'm not talking when I ask a Bachir who wrote the Zohar and he tells me the Baal Shem Tov. Or who wrote Talmud Bavli and he tells me David HaMelech. I'm not talking only about the Bacher who's 19 years old and comes to me in Zal and says, please explain to me the Marsha. I say, Takash, Takash, I love the Marsha. But before the Marsha, Momotakis against the Taisvis. So we go back to Taisvis and I say, explain to me the Shiloh of Taisvis. He explains to me the Shaila of Taisvis is a Chabesed of Yoyde Yomakirei Kamina. He says, let's take a go back to Rashi. So we take a go back to Rashi, and he reads the Rashi, yeah? And says, stay dort in Kerach, Zokte Koirach. And he says, it's interesting, the Chiddush of Rashi, how Koirach comes into this Gemara. Nu geis I am asbe that Kerach is ice, so nisht Koirach. And then he has a kasha on Toysfus and a kasha on the Marsha. When I had to go back, not to the Gemara, to the Mishnah in the beginning of the Pedek, which he never understood. In the beginning of Pesachim, there's a Bach later. Doctor, what's the Lashon over there? Erlar Ba'as, or that people call the Nara Tzafa. Huh? As beruf nara tzafra, something like that, right? What? Zokte, I don't remember the lashon. Zokte, am beruf da teich de fri morgen. Nara is nishlichtekeit sa teich. Now this is not a 7-year-old. Shouldn't know that. This is a 19-year-old who went through like this. Went is learning Gemara Mestama for 14, 15 years. And Zal in Shir Gimel. He's teaching Narem, Psachem, Ateich, Kerach, which he says every morning, Mashlech Korchi Chvidim is Koirach, Achidash and Ashi, he made God. Ve'ein Poitzapal Metzavtzav. And then he tells me, why are we learning Ayin Beis? He wants to know why we're learning Ayin Beis. He's not guilty. He's not guilty. And you know what? They hate Gemara. You know why they hate Gemara? I love Gemara. Why do they hate Gemara? I'm not gonna say that a Gemara can't drive a person. You know, sometimes you don't have. Why do good heads? Why do they hate Gemara? Why the biggest bracha for every kid is when he's gonna graduate the system, as though the system was from the clawless of Parshas B'chukosah. What's going on? Why do they hate the Gemara? The Baditshever comes home, he mitzayim kippur, he doesn't want to eat, while he's learning Gemara, and then he takes out a sukkah and learns it. Mizanish Baditshever, why is he eating the Gemara? What happened over there? Very simple reason. He never knew that it really makes sense. I hear this every day of my life. Chassidus doesn't make sense. Gemara doesn't. They don't even know that it's supposed to make sense. They hear the word Kabbalah Sal, instead of using Kabbalah Sal from Maisa. And Havana for Taita, Kabbalah Sal goes for Taita, and Havana goes for everything else. What type of product? Everything is Kabbalah Sal. The Gemara says, of course, the Tanoim is talking to what they're talking about. The Buddha Anasi wasn't. Yeah, he was an honest guy. They don't know that Rashi really makes sense. Rashi was a person, et getracht, et got a shaila, got a teretz. They don't know. Rav and Shmuel thought it made sense. They don't know Apostle Chumash, Rashi. They don't know. Now, we have to be very honest. I'm not blaming anybody, but this doesn't start later. This starts very, very early. I remember Rabbi Burstyn, Parshas Toldos. Hapam Yilove Ishi Eli. My wife got a third baby, a Buzakhdamon, in seventh grade. I was 10 or 11 years old. Hapam Yilove Ishi Eli. Why? Reuven, she held on the right arm. Shimon, she held on the left arm. Levi's a third baby, Velcha arm. Hapam Yilove Ishi Eli. My husband has to help. I told my Shriga she didn't like it. Who was to give in the first two? But that's a separate idea. Who says that word? Aksava Kabbalah. Huh? Right? Why do I remember that word? Because you spoke from experience. That's why. And nicht gerät Fantasie. It was real. Et verstanden. You must have had then a third or a fourth. It was from experience. The Vibe of Geschrien. I didn't know that. Now I'm the big chacham. The heavy Rebbe is limited. He spoke from experience. It's a funny thing, you know? I think it's another big issue. We don't speak from experience anymore. I tell my spiel. Remember the foot of my sister said by for me. So the Chaim Kessel he said by for me. There was a bache. They gave him a frask. It's a nice kind of pots. What's the cost of the Chaim Kessel? Right? We copy them. Tell my spiel, don't copy them. Mendel Futterfuss was in Siberia for 10 years. He ate dust. Pesach, he starved for 8 days. When he gave a bachin a frask, Zaynish came Baltaiva. It touched the bachin. He starved for 8 days, didn't have a piece of food, was a skeleton. Almost died 90,000 times. Du mashpiyam, the ganze derecherez, you just came back to a heitem shabrengen from a restaurant. Hasuch angefressen mit steak. Hasuch angefressen mit sushi. You had cheesecake, part of a cheesecake, tofu part of a cheesecake afterwards, with ice cream. You had a 9-course meal. A mechanism of the boy. Ani, I gave it all, honey, you know, medafnish, I'm saying, came off it. I mean, at least I can speak for myself. You know, setz dich weg bei verbringen, sei nicht kein Schwanz, du Baltaiver. Give me a break. Give me a break. Where were you? What did you pay? You can't do this. You can't lie to kids. You can't lie, it doesn't work. They run away. You're a liar, so your whole system is a lie. So what do I need this for? But when an educator speaks from experience, when I struggle, you know, I talk to my boys, when do I affect them most? Nish with my naskala, sish with my nishiyura. I sit down with them and have an honest conversation about my struggles. And they're like, why? I'm human. I'm with them. We're one. That whole remote thing and they'll respect me for lies, it doesn't work. If you don't deserve respect, you're not going to get it. And I did another crazy thing. This was embarrassing for me. Because Baruch Hashem, I have different choshim. One of them is not being an athlete. It's not my
idea.
And yet, I was, I have boys and they're very into sports and they, you know, they like to work out and everything. And I realized I'm not getting to them with shiurim garnished. So you know what, let's go play football. I go to play football and say, Gavan pushes the Harpers for me. You know, they're throwing the ball here and they're like dark and whatever. It was pushes the Harpers and it wasn't comfortable. Why wasn't it comfortable? Because I give a shit, I could be Matzliach. And they could be impressed with me. But in the football court, in the court, I'm a nerd and a loser. And I am the Sama Yitzlichnik. And I ruined their game, you know. Whoever had a better team, you know, they put me on that team because they knew. But I want to tell you something. The way I bonded with them, through that, I couldn't bond with 300 shiurim. Why? Because by the shiurim, I was up there and they were down there. And by the game, I was their friend, I was one with them. So they opened up, there was trust, there was loyalty, there was affection. And I believe, yeah, Yashacheli, every mashpi, every mashgich, every rosh hashiva got to do it. That's what I believe.
Huh? Rabbi Lustig, do you know who's going to say this before he said it? You have to read his speeches next time.
That's Pshat Kivin Shehigin Shuvin Echaiz and Amagis.
That's what it is. You got your wish. Next year, that's it.
I don't mean Simpson Kipshuta here, but I think, I don't mean Simpson Kipshuta, you know, every individual case has to be judged, and every individual relationship has to be judged. And, of course, you know, certain people are in certain positions and certain people are not in certain positions. But I'm trying to bring a perspective. Huh? Yeah, I wouldn't expect Rabbi Buket Olav HaShalom or Rabbi L'Chaim Olav HaShalom Amish to come out, you know, to play basketball with us. But my point is Kol Chad V'Chad L'Fum Shura Delay to go into the other person's world. To go into the other person's nefesh. I want to bring out another nekuda here. I saw a maimer from the Rebbe in Tov Shalom Amadalit this summer. He says that al pichsidus, gvura is more chesed than chesed. Why? Because chesed could be chitzonius hachesed, and gvura has to come from pnimius hachesed in kedusha, not in kedusha. So gvura is more chesed than chesed. So he says, no, I think it's masay Tov Shalom Amadalit, and I'm thinking, what is this? Gvura is more chesed than chesed because it comes from pnimi. It can't come from chitzonius hachesed. And I realized, gar pasha tepshat. What did Rebbe say here about chinuch? There's chinuch of chesed, there's chinuch of gvura. Chinuch of chesed is love, kindness. Chinuch of gvura is discipline. You have to discipline someone. You have to train. Zog the Rebbe Avarta. You can't do gvura if you're not sure it comes from Pnimi Yisachasim. What does that mean? It has to be deeper chesed than chesed. And he says in the Maimon, how do you know gvura comes from Pnimi Yisachasim? Because the only thing that can overpower Chitzayni Yisachasim is Pnimi Yisachasim. And since gvura overpowers Chitzayni Yisachasim, Muzmezogin Asakun from Pnimi Yisachasim. What's the Rebbe saying? What the Rebbe saying is gvura is very hard. Because you have to do the opposite of chesed. How does a kind person have the power to fight chitzayni yisachesed and to do something negative or harsh to a person? How? There's only one answer. It comes from pnimi yisachesed, which means you're driven by the deepest type of love, and you realize that to build this person and to help this person, you have to do kach v'kach, and b'meila, you have to do something that appears as negative, and you're going to do something that's hepech chesed, because it's pnimi yisachesed, and therefore it can override chitzayni yisachesed. And the Rebbe said, if not, the gvura comes from klipah. And I think what this means practically is, in chinuch we punish, we discipline, we're harsh sometimes. But I think we have to ask ourselves a question. Do we love the child, or can't we stand the child? Do we go home thinking this is a real loser, just get out of my life fast? You know, Baruch Shem Klani. Or is it coming from Pnimi Sachesed? If the Gvura is not coming from that place, the punishment is coming because you're getting me frustrated and angry and get out of my life, that's Esav, that's the Gvura of Klippa. And it's going to destroy the person. It's not about the person. It's about Meine Nerven. The Hasishkin and Nerven, he covered Veshev Bebeisch. Go on, Alfie. I spoke to a big Menahel. His name is Rabbi Tendler in California. So he told me that when he became a teacher in Yulong, he went to the only teacher he ever loved in the school, to the third grade teacher. Didn't speak to him for 20 years. Third grade. He went to his third grade teacher, and he says, "You were the only teacher I liked in yeshiva. I loved you. Tell me, give me a call. I'm becoming a mechanic. Tell me what. He says, "I have only one klal for you. What's the klal? The klal is the child in your class whom you want to hate most, you have to love him double the amount that you love other children." Fregich, whoa, ad kan. Tayyil ubamin adin li is kenidin. You can tell me I should love him as much as I love the other children. Let's haste, love him double the amount. Why double? He says, because last year's Rebbe hated him. And you have to make up for him also. I remember when the Rebbe was scheming about the Mitzayah, why only a Kohen could say, who's a Mitzayah? Huh? It was a Meir Dike Sich. The Kohen is a tippish, a cotton. But not a Talmud Chacham tells him what to say. Ed af is not going to why. Before you say, as I eat, is a Mitzayah, just talk to a man of love. Nishkin Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham, it's in the mind. Somebody who cares for the person. And then say he's a Mitzayah. Then it's a different type of Mitzayah. Then it's not coming from your own ego, from your own issues, from your own error. This is the pshat of the mind. If gevura doesn't come from pnimis chesed, it's dangerous. So gevura has to be more chesed than chesed. And if not, gotta stay away from the gevura.
Which brings me to another point.
Huh?
Which brings me to another point.
What?
Which brings me to another point.
I'm in Borough Park the other day. Fek na yid ashayla. Arosh ha-koilul in Borough Park. Ashayla. He likes coffee. In a koilul, go find milk. So what does he do? His wife at the Chanisha Tzitkanis. So she brings him, gives him a bottle of milk. Puts the bottle of milk down by the coffee machine. Comes to get his coffee an hour later. Hayala de nanu. The milk is finished. So he puts on the next day, Hashem arad some lawyer, shayich la'arav, whatever, Finkelstein. Comes back an hour later, Hayela Deinen, the bottle is empty. The next day he writes already a ganze nusach. Ein reshus la'af echad lichach me'achalav azah. Comes back in 2 hours, there's not a drop of milk, of course. The next day he decided, loy signoi echad me'aseres adibris. He was wrong, but anyway. Loy signoi, loy signoi, so people, what's the difference? Comes back a few hours later, there's no milk. It was tut. Shayach, Lashem Arad, some lawyer, lay signiv, aseres adibris. What else can I do? A koilo. He came up with a brilliant idea. The next day, he wrote on the milk a note, Cholov stam. Nobody touched. Nish cholov akum. Cholov stam. Nobody touched it. So he's asking me a shayla. Zayim in masper. Loi signoi who was a laugh before the shentayim. Cholov stam. Nobody touches the milk. He wanted to understand. Not a bad question. But I've tracht him again. Aber he's all right. I think it's something we're missing. That the same God who was makbid on Tikruvus Avodah Zarah in India and Chashash Gatzim with Ramasim and everything else was also a little makbid on Kavod HaBriyos, on sensitivity to another person's dignity. The Rebbe once told my father Zazan Gesuntav Yechidus Tov Shemem Hei. In America is Nishtad Rai Chadashim. There's 3 months that don't exist in America. You know which ones? Tavis, this month. Iyir and Av. He says, Tavis, Kena Tut Kena Mishkein Tavis. Everything is for up in here. Nobody does it. You do a favor, it's payback. No Tavis. He says, Nishtad in Iyir. In Yiddish, there's a difference between do and Iyir. In America, Nishtad in Iyir. Everything is you, you, you. There's no distinction between doing it. So the dritte Sache, which in America is av, of. We're stuck in tav. He says the schwer flood zogen, the schwer, the Frieger once told him. In America, we're stuck in tate. So da, papa. So the Rebbe tells my father, pa, head, pa, hin. Pa, head, pa, hin. We're stuck in tate. We're stuck in ear. We're stuck in tevis. And I think our kids suffer from it when they get older. When they become husbands, they sometimes don't know how to treat their wives. When they go out to the world, they don't know how to treat people. The Bacher, who's going to Mekershlich, and Rabbi Chadakov would always give the Hiras from Mekershlich, says, whenever you come to a house and you eat a meal, at the end of the meal, you go over to the Balabasta and you say, thank you. So there was a Bacher who went on Mekershlich, so he went over to the Balabasta at the end of the meal and he said, Rabbi Chadakov told me to tell you that the food was very good. I think our kids suffer from it. Sensitivity to a person's feelings. Huh?
Like
the
time you came
on the show, I said
it's
well, there's no alternative of us to mice. Is your wife home? Yes, it's a Shabbos candle. She's deceased. When is she coming home? No, she's deceased. Yeah, but when is she coming home? Well, she's deceased. Okay, when she comes home, finally just give this to her. Let her buy it. Deceased maid. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This one still.
You have the whole bottle of water. Yeah, you have the big bottle of water with the blue
bottle. Fulfill. It's fine, thanks. The Rebbe once said, it's a beautiful, beautiful heart. It changed the way I looked at Chinuch. It's a briske heart, but it's a tifach siddushle heart. It comes from Chaneke. Rambam, the end of Hilchas Chaneke is, Nei Chaneke, Bnei Beise, if you have only money for one, Nei Beise Kaidem. Why? Neir Shabbos is for Shalom Bayis. So mail it overrides Chanukah candles. The Rachzad the Rambam, Kol HaTorah Nitna Lasus Shalom Ba'olam, Masaitan, Zachar Da'achinan. Frag the Rebbe, what comes first, Hilchah Shabbos or Hilchah Chanukah? Hilchah Shabbos. This is a din that's negated to Shabbos. Why does the Rambam choose to say it in Hilchah Chanukah, not in Hilchah Shabbos? Especially, who's the winner? Shabbos wins over Chanukah. Chanukah is the loser. Chanukah gets overridden by Shabbos. Put it in Hilchah Shabbos. Hilchah Shabbos is the first time. You have to put it in one of the two. Why the second? Why not the first? It's negated to Shabbos also. Shabbos comes out Chanukah. Or at least put it also in Hilchah Shabbos. Why dafkin Chanukah when Chanukah comes out? And what does the Rebbe answer? The Rebbe says that Amram is explaining this with the words Kol HaTorah Nitna Lasus Shalom Ba'olam. Chelek Tesvav Chanukah. Beautiful. What is the Rambam saying? The whole Torah has one purpose. To bring Shalom in the world. The Melech, that's the purpose of the whole Torah. Every mitzvah has the purpose of Shalom. So the purpose of Neitz Chanukah is what? Shalom. So when Neitz Chanukah are competing with Neitz Shabbos, and the union of Neitz Shabbos Begoli is what? Shalom. Zog der Rebbe, Neitz Chanukah themselves tell you, the Vilsind in Chanukah licht. The Vilsind in Chanukah licht, Tzinnisht in Chanukah licht. You want to light Chanukah candles? Why do you want to light Chanukah candles? Lasa Shalom Ba'ilam. This is for Shalom Bayis. Neder Shabbos is Shalom Bayis. This is it. So it's not a din in Hilchas Shabbos, it's a din in Hilchas Chanukah. Hilchas Chanukah tell you don't light Chanukah candles, because the Gedder of Shalom is a Gedder in Chanukah, it's a Gedder in every mitzvah. What does this mean in our life? I think it means something very simple and clear. And that is Kol HaTorah Nitna Lasus Shalom Ba'olam. Yiddishkeit didn't come to make people's lives miserable. When a child comes out of yeshiva and feels that Torah and mitzvahs deprive him from his fun, from his life, from his happiness, from his simchas achayim, we have to go to the mirror and say, which Torah are we teaching him? They say there was a mechanech who was going to Argentina, not a Lubavitcher, and the Rebbe sent him to the school there. And he drove Rabbi Grunblatt crazy. He went into every classroom. What do you want every classroom? Another chart. He says, before I went, the Rebbe sent me, he says, go through the classroom. The kinder shmeichel. I want to know if the children are smiling. If a child comes home, or finishes, graduates, and feels that Torah is the greatest shibud goliath, shibud malchis that there is. He can't. Ein grosse leisese. It's there to destroy people's lives, weil deibers tut sich gehad a taiva von dir betachtein. Bach er asked this morning. He tells me deibers tut gehad a taiva and I have to suffer. There's an issue here with the Torah. In all the sikhs, the Rebbe always tries to bring out how Yiddishkeit brings out the best in people. How it allows people to have the best lives possible. Not only beruchnis, not in Olam Haba. In Olam Haza begashmias. It's a tremendous nekud in the Rebbe sikhs. It's not only to make people feel good, because alakus is good, the Rebbe says in one sikha. And alakus is good means on every level it's good. And the kids feel it. They once asked Reb Moshe. The whole Lower East Side was frum. There were 70 Daf Yomi Shiurim in the Lower East Side. You know the Lower East Side, East Broadway. Today there's only Tiferes Yerushalayim there. It's growing again. And all the fathers were there, the 1930s, the 1940s, it was bustling with Yiddishka. And all their children left. They asked Reb Moshe, what did we do? Machatana, we had Shiurim, we had Gemachs, we had Malava Malkus, we had dinner. Everything was going on. In the 1930s, the Lower East Side was it. The fervents with the yid, with the tagmargen. You know what Moshe said? He lived it till the end of his life. On East Broadway, the buildings off the, near the FDR. He said, you were very good Jews. Very good, very from. But your children growing up in your house always heard the same things. Oy, so schwer zu sein a yid. Oy, so schwer zu sein a yid. As they grow up, they say, ich will nicht die Schwierigkeit. He says, you did everything, but you did it with a krechts. And they internalize the krechts. You know, I don't want to live a krechts life. I want to live a good life. I want to live a free life. What if the krechts are my whole life like my Zayda? The Yiddish guy that we're communicating is with a krechts or it's with a chayis. Is it the primius or it's not a primius? They feel it. Kol ha-teirim in Elazah Shalom ba'ilam. They got to feel a shalom. My culminating point is I'm at a Shabbaton in Florida. A young girl stands up, a teenager, a very secular rabbin, and she says, Rabbi Jacobson, could you give me one good reason why I should be Jewish? I didn't expect that. Just one good reason why I should be Jewish, remain Jewish, why? So one smart aleck in the crowd gets up and says, you have no choice, Hitler would gas you too. Es given gerecht, aber kein Chachem ist er nicht given. He was right, but that's not what a 17-year-old, it's not going to inspire her, because Hitler would have gassed her too, even if she's secular. Another guy says, you can't, whatever, all these things, you can't get rid of this, you can't get rid of that. Everything, it's as though it was a disease, and you can't get rid of it, it's a genetic. You know, the family has diabetes, tough luck. You know, you grew up in the Jewish people, you ended up in the Chassidish family, you ended up here, Nebuch. Thinking, what do I say in the whole crowd, a few hundred people, everybody, what do I say? God start proving here that Taita's been a Shemayim. We're going to tell the Chilik of Gavna and Chef, so what am I going to tell them? Something came to my mind. I said, the Baal Shem Tov says, that every yid is a letter in the Torah. What did he mean? What did the Baal Shem Tov mean? Every yid is a letter in the Torah. So one chassid once said an idea, a beautiful idea, that Jewish history is like a novel. Every generation writes one chapter in the novel. It's a novel that's written with life, with blood, with tears, with sweat, with serious nefesh. Every generation writes one chapter. Every person writes one letter. Every family, one word. Every community, one sentence. Every country, one paragraph. Every generation, one chapter. Avraham and Sarah write the first chapter, they tell you to continue the chapter. And every Jew continues to write his or her letter and family words and so forth. And the novel of Jewish history is developing. It has a beginning, it has a middle, it has an end, the end is Mashiach. I said one of the great spiritual giants of this generation would continuously say that our job is to write the last chapter. Now what's the last chapter? The last chapter brings it all together. The last chapter brings the whole novel together and it's the end. The kiss of heaven and earth. The chibur of Shemayim and Oros. So then you know, in a novel, if a sentence is missing, a paragraph is missing, a chapter is missing, sometimes everything, this whole book is not the same. You miss that link, that point that was essential. I said, you have a choice whether you're going to be Jewish or not be Jewish. You have a choice. It's your choice. But I just want to tell you, I say, and I say this on behalf of 4,000 years, all of us of 4,000 years will forever miss your letter. Your unique letter that could have been written and will not be there, we will forever miss. Because the whole novel is never the same without your letter. I think sometimes, speaking to our children, we don't give them a feeling that they're part of a story of 4,000 years. Kan nimtza, kan haya. He was born on Kingston, between President and Carol, between Raskin's fruit store and the barber shop, between Yerushalmi's Kugel and the 1414 kitchen. That's where he was born. Kan nimtza, kan haya, lo'olam va'ad. With the 71st precinct and then the Schnodders in front of 77. And Pokemon, or nowadays it was Donkey Kong, I don't know what it is today. Well, we did Donkey Kong. Whatever that game is. Right? And they really feel, sometimes we lack imparting to them the feeling that they're part of a conversation, of a story that began 4,000 years ago, that every Jew continues, that we bring the world to another place, that we write our letter. A chelik of a dramatic, incredible story of Tolus Am Yisrael, how Torah evolves, how Yiddishkeit evolves, how people evolve, and how we're empowered to continue that conversation, to continue that story, to continue that life. That when they wake up in the morning, they should be able to look at themselves in context. They should be able to say, I'm part of a story that goes back thousands of years that will continue, and I'm the next link. I'm the next link in the chain, and when that chain gets cut, if that link is taken away, the whole chain is different. At Chernobyl of art. At Chernobyl of art. Yosef, what stops him from Eishes Petifa? Rod Musdi Yoiknei Shal Yaakov Aviv. What's that? So today, look at Chernobyl. Rod Musdi Yoiknei Shal Yaakov Aviv. He didn't see Yaakov Aviv. Rod Musdi Yoiknei. He saw himself. The Yaakov Aviv Kuktafen. He looked at himself. Rod Musdi Yoiknei. He saw himself from his father's perspective. What does Yaakov look at him as? As a slave, suffering in Beis Potiphar, a little teenager? Or Yaakov saw him as Yosef HaTzadik, Eila Toldos Yaakov Yosef, one of the 12 Shvatim who's going to bring godliness into the world. I'm a different person. We have to tell our kids, give them a Dmuzdi Yoiknei V'Yaakov Kuktavzei. How did the Rebbe look at children? as little troublemakers who make our lives miserable, which they sometimes do, in class or at home, or as chelke elekam imal mamish kavach. You have to give them that image. You have to tell them who they are. Let them see themselves be Yaakov kuktav zeh. Not a home with a shikha kuktav zeh. It's a different person. Rabbi Gluchovsky tells me, a couple comes to him. They have a child, a 12-year-old, a troublemaker, mamish, and machzeh meshugah. The wife excused herself for a minute. So the father tells Rabbi Gluchovsky from Rechiv, when he was 2 years old, when he was 3 years old, I already said it. I told my wife he's a ganev and a gazman and a shakran. Rabbi Gluchovsky said, so what are you disappointed in? You should be so proud. Your father lived, your son lived up to his father's expectations. Evil de Gabanachas. He doesn't want to prove you will be alive. Our children live up to our expectations. If you see a ganev, he'll make sure to be a ganev. And if you'll see a shakran, he'll make sure to be a shakran. And if you see a miserable loser, he'll make sure to be a miserable loser. What we see in people, in children, that's what they see in themselves. But the Rebbe looked at a child, and what did he see? At Gezen Ayidim Achshava Hagduma Deak. He saw a child, V'yodim Kadmim Kuktaf Hakin. V'yatzmus Kuktaf Hakin. It's a piece of Ein Sof. We have to tell this to ourselves, we have to tell this to our children. So what did I say tonight? Or at least, what did I try to say tonight? I tried to bring out a few points which I want to summarize. Altogether, 9 points. The first thing I tried to bring out is we have to know what a child needs, like the Maisim and the Kid with the universities. You have to know what the person needs, not what you need or they need. The second Akudah, we have to remember diversity is part of Hashem's plan. Like the Maisa with Ani Nivresi L'Shamash Haskaini. You're not supposed to learn. You're not supposed to learn a Blad Gemara every hour. You can't. Hashem wants once a week a Blad Gemara. And when you do that, you're a gadol. You can't be a bigger god. By the way, that child, that Bachar, it changed his life. That's how you're a gadol. 1 week, Blad Gemara a week, that's your, you fill up your cup. You filled up your cup. Just as we know with animals, they're not all the same. People are also not all the same. And the next point, try to bring out. The Maisa with light. With everybody, he can have an impact. And on his own nephew, he can't have an impact. It's hard for me to believe that on our own, we don't have the resources to touch them, to inspire them. And point number four, we have to let people open their hearts and be natural and speak like the Alter Rebbe does in Peder Chavtas, and like the Rebbe did with my Shviger 11. When you're secure, you let people speak, you let people be honest. You let people say what's on their heart. Yiddishkeit is powerful enough not to be scared of questions. And number five, kids are very sensitive to truth. And if our messages are not real and they're not truthful, it's hard to affect them. Behave, be'em islamite, nizri de mekubal, v'moyshe is gefalim. And number six, I think, and maybe this is the most critical thing, I'm not sure, but I think it's tremendously critical, and that's the ignorance. I think is a tragedy. They don't know the Gemara makes sense. They just don't know Mishnayis makes sense. Nobody showed them it really makes sense. It's a tremendous tragedy. Tremendous tragedy. And that's why when they're 30 years old, it's very hard to find you in the light by us opening Gemaras. Why aren't they opening Gemaras at night? What's the reason? Not only Vassafalt Kabbalah Sal. Who I don't open Chinese books. mainland system, you force them. It's Chinese. Kairach, but the rivers, wie kommen sie zusammen? Kairach never swam in rivers. Never swam in rivers. I mean, what do you want from the guy? I'm learning, I have a bacha with me. It's a good hand, a bright hand. I'm learning Shulchan Aruch with him the other day. The Gevara Nashrek. He's reading, and I realize it's not that. Mishakent Ivra, 19 years old, learned in our system his whole life at Mishakent Ivra. His parents don't even know that, of course. They come in, why is he doing so miserable in yeshiva? Why does he hate all the shiurim? Well, your child is good. What do you mean? He was supposed to learn that at the age of 6. So I agree. Did you know that? Did you monitor it? Some parents monitor it. Some parents don't monitor it. And I think this needs innovation. It needs creativity. What are we doing? How are we imparting information? Are we making the text exciting? Are they coming away with something? Or did I just do my job and I can go home finally? It's hard. It's hard to make people understand. But teaching is not about self-expression. Teaching is about affecting another person. It's not about me. It's about the child. I don't know if in other communities is better. Again, I'm not an expert on this, but I think this has to be tremendously addressed. Tremendously addressed. And the seventh point is, we got to go down to their world. Whether it's in the field of sports, or in the way we communicate, or in how we speak. We can't speak from up there and make them feel that we're God's gift to humanity. Got to be with them. Be one with them. Of course, there's a difference between a friend and a teacher. You're not your student's best friend. But you know, with children, just like with children, when parents can be good friends with their children, it's beautiful to see. A Baba V'chassid was at a lecture. He comes over to me and says, Echil de Pezugin, the Baba V'rav Zechrein al-Rach, the Pshleima. Yeah? He says he once went into a big Malava Malka of his Chassidim, and a girl, a 17-year-old girl, came in to speak to her father. And they were speaking. And the Ruv was coming in, and people were upset, you know, this girl comes in, with bushes, with harpas. He takes a look, the father's speaking, he didn't realize. And he goes over, and he goes over to a few of us sitting. He says, Gita Kuk, is that, say, zayn chaveidim. Yed de tata dav zayn azayim et atachte. He says, look, they're friends. Every father should be like that with a daughter. They're friends. You know, sometimes our children, I'm talking about our children, not only our classes, come home. Was dein gelernt? Was dein gelernt? Sag mir, was dein gelernt? What am I wasting tuition? Are you always garnished? Why shouldn't parents be able to have another conversation? What would you like to do? What are your hobbies? Come, let's have fun together. Then, when you speak was dein gelernt, you're not Darten Melech Malcham Lachim sitting on a throne throwing candies or sticks. There's a person, there's a relationship. Then when they become teenagers, they share what's going on with them. And you know, they, where were you last night? I'm locking the door tonight. The problem doesn't start at the age of 6, and the problem starts at the age of 6. They're not friends. It's only vosses to hang your. Religion can't become disassociated from humanity. Religion can't become disconnected from life. So point number 7 was, we have to associate with them. We have to connect. Point number 8. Kol ha-Torah nitnalas shalom ba'olam is adin in Chanukah. Which means every mitzvah has to produce peace. And if there's a mitzvah that brings misery, conflict in people's lives, it's not the mitzvah of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not Hashem's mitzvah. There's something wrong. If Shabbos, if Tefillin, if Kashrus. Listen how the Rebbe spoke at rallies to children. Yiddishkeit is a reiche Sach, a sisse Sach, a gute Sach. Rabbi Herzl used to teach us, oi, wie gut zu sein a Yid, oi, wie schlecht zu sein a Goy. They don't teach these songs anymore. I'm all bin ich gegangen, gegangen, in Gessel, hab ich getroffen a Yid. Hab ich ihm geben a Kush in Bekalan. How do I remember this song? I never heard it again. I never heard it again. Huh? Not very democratic song, to be sure. Not a very progressive song, you know, I wouldn't sing it in the Chabad house. But it left an impression. Oyvi gutzes ein ha'id. Judaism is not a base on Surim, wasn't Hashem was bored? Lomer fashklafen a folk loyal and what? 613-step program. Why? Because we're a bunch of addicts. We can't have a 12-step program. We need a 613-step program. What is this, the village? And my final nekuda, the ninth nekuda, is the Muzdi Yoiknoi Shal Yaakov Aviv. What we see in children is what they will become. If we see them as criminals, as sick kids, as losers, as morons, it's hard to say. I remember we once had a teacher. He met in the black one. Carbon oil is on me dash. Carbon chatos selim shalom. Carbon osham shaya fintus. Carbon osham totally this.
And she glows.
Poor guy.
And then sometimes a teacher, a hot nervin, they bust his invention. He has nerves, so a kid drives him a little crazy, he blows up, and he throws him out to Oil on Vod from Klal Yisrael. Never again should you come back to this building for another 73 years. Go to the garage, take a bat, go to your tire. 100 more. The nerve on my back. They say, how do you have shalom bayis? He says, every time I want to scream at my wife, I take a run around the block. That's why I'm so skittish. Take a bat. You know what? The tire will not need therapy. Tires don't need therapy. I never saw by my therapist a tire saying, oh, my boss abused me, took me through Kingston and through the Jackie Robinson and through the FDR and through holes and everything. Tires don't need therapy, but children do. We all have nervin. We're people. You get angry, you get nervous. Gvura. I'm sorry, this was another kudah. Gvura from Pnimi is a chesed. If it's not from Pnimi is a chesed, don't do it. It's clipper. Before you punish, stop and say, do I love this boy or do I hate him? If you hate him, don't punish him. Because you're letting out your nerves. You're not helping him. He's a 7-year-old kid. Don't destroy him. If you hate him, don't ask yourself, before you punish him, do I love him or do I hate him? Ichma Malgeschribin, I was in 7th grade, Rabbi Burstyn's class, and I was very bored. I was bored. Rabbi Bornstein's class, and I was very bored. And I learned then a new word. Was one of the Daladaisius words in English.
Help?
Huh? Help? We're not going to say the words. No. Was one of the Daladaisius. Shema Etzem of the Daladaisius. So I took a little note and I wrote it up and I gave it to somebody. I stuck him giving a bracha in the fridge. I stuck it at the chagut all the time and they chagut the Crown Heights in the good old years. My mazel of my birth, Bornstein of Megachapt. He didn't know what it is. I was considered a good boy, right? I said, yeah, he's not good today. And he took the note in an effort to serve, and he didn't expect it from me. Oh, this is a chiddush davar. So he went and he gave the note to Rabbi Lustig, who was on your bench. Good afternoon, I have an appointment with Rabbi Lustig. Rabbi Lustig, I don't know if you remember, he opens the filing cabinet, takes out a folder. Opens up the folder. He took my little note, which was basically 2 inches on 2 inches, Xeroxed it 100% larger. So it was big papers. As I basically shmeis hamafurashim as I behizgalos gedoyla, and he made 10 copies of it. 10 copies of it, and you know, it was psychologically it was very good.
Yeah.
Because I did a little tiny thing, and it was like, I saw what I did. It was big. And he thought, and he said, in order, since when a person says a dirty word, I don't know if you remember this, there's a little dirt that comes into the neshama, when the neshama is the chahele kezach. So let's try to clean it. So try to find 10 Pesgamim in Chazal about speaking in a clean language and speaking with sensitivity, and write it down, connect it to 10 copies, and that will clean up the neshama. A realistic photo was a knas. I had a michel on my modern vapisgum. I went to Dead of Chedetz and took a chungership, and it took me 9 seconds. And that was it. But what? I didn't feel that he hated me. I'm going to get you back, you loser. I'm going to get you back. You start up with me, I'm going to start up with you. If that's gvura, it's klippa. You can't educate. Pnimiyus ha-chesed, the Rebbe Tainus, gvura has to be deeper than chesed. And that's the only thing that justifies it, that it should destroy chitzonius ha-chesed. That was point number 9. And then I realized I gave a point number 10. We have to teach them sensitivity. Chalav stam. They shouldn't only think about chalav stam, but also about loisig noivu zeicha mitzvah. And finally, point 11, connected yud aleph. The last point I started to say about the muzdi yaykma. What we see in them is what they will make of themselves. And what we see in them is that they are an indispensable link in the history of Klal Yisrael, who are supposed to write their letters in the last chapter that will finish the very powerful novel of Jewish history, where the whole story comes together, which is the tafkid of our generation, that every one of our child writes their letters brightly, and it shines, so that when the novel is finished, take it from Yad Mamish, each of our children shines brightly with his and her individual potential in that last chapter, which brings the whole story together. The Kabbalah Sprei Mashiach Tzidkenu may be taken from Yad Mamish. Thank you.